Global warming is gradually forcing some land plants and animals to move north to remain in environments with suitable temperatures. The same may happen in the ocean as sea temperatures rise. But a study in today's issue of Science finds that something very different and counterintuitive could happen to animals along the rocky seashore. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The animal that dominates the land between high tide and low along the Pacific coast is the California blue mussel. The ecosystems along the coast build around these tenacious creatures. So when Brian Helmuth and his colleagues set out to study the fate of this ecosystem in a gradually warming world, they made a logical choice.
Our research project is trying to look at climate from a mussel's viewpoint.
To do this, they built their own electronic mussels, robo-mussels.
They look like mussels with blinking green eyes. And so one of the problems we've had has been with beachcombers who have come along and removed them, kind of wondering what they are.
What they are is very sophisticated recording thermometers. The blinking green lights help the scientists find these instruments, and the temperature data they've recorded is then beamed to a Palm Pilot, like an electronic business card.
We have several hundred of these things up and down the coast of the U.S. right now at about 15 sites, and we leave them out there recording temperatures every 10 minutes. We've done that now for about 3 years.
These thermometers have revealed something quite surprising about the heat stresses that mussels face. Helmuth from the University of South Carolina says it turns out that the hottest coastal environments aren't the ones farthest south. They're actually way up the coast in Washington state.
The San Juan Islands around the region of Friday Harbor appears to be one of the most thermally stressful areas there and some sites in Central Oregon. And that's not what you predict based on kind of common sense.
It turns out that air and water temperature are only part of the story. These northerly sites end up being hot due to a quirk of the tides. Extreme low tides there tend to happen during the peak of the summer heat. In fact, this past summer, his colleagues noted large mussel die-offs in Oregon and Washington, which they suspect were caused by a combination of low tides at midday and high air temperatures. And as Helmuth reads the tide tables, we could soon be seeing a lot more die-offs up north.
We're entering a period in the next 3 to 5 years where animals in the south are really going to be underwater during the hottest parts of the day, and those in the north are out of the water more than they have been in the past 20 years. So if we're to look for the effects of climate on these sensitive ecosystems, it really suggests that we need to start looking at some of the northernmost sites in the next 3 to 5 years.
So it would be a mistake to assume that global warming would have the greatest effect at the south end of the mussels range, even though that's where the air and water temperature is warming most. Jane Lubchenco at Oregon State University says the study provides just a glimpse at the complexity of understanding climate change.
There are a lot of different factors that affect both the distribution and abundance of mussels as well as other things on the shore. And thermal stress, which is what this paper is about, is only one of them.
Climate change could also affect the distribution of mussel larvae in the ocean, or the abundance of prey or mussel predators, to name just a few other important variables.
I think there's increasing recognition that we're not going to be able to make precise predictions to something like climate change.
Scientists can at best offer a range of possible scenarios, Lubchenco says. So policymakers will have to make decisions in the face of substantial uncertainty. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.